Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 271. Today is Saturday, September 18, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my co-host, Niecy. Hi, Niecy. Thank you for this week.
Oh, you're welcome. I could not miss this for anything.
I know. So excited.
I'm happy to be here.
So excited! We've got Dave and Tiber here! This is so excited. We've been wanting you guys to come on for a while. So, hi guys! Welcome! Welcome!
Hello, hello.
Hi, great beer.
Oh, we're so excited. Now, what was it, about a month ago, Niecy?
About
a month ago. And the whole reason was, I been wanting to talk to you guys for a while, but you know, life gets crazy and all those kinds of things. And anyway, it was about a month ago, and I can't remember, I think it was Dave, you were in the chat room, was it? You said that you and Tiber went back, like way back, and Niecy and I were both like, what? Hang on. So it threw me. I didn't realize that you two had known each other for so long. So
we didn't realize.
Yeah, we didn't know for about a month.
It's amazing. So, okay, how long have you two been friends then? How long back are we going?
Well, if you want to call it friends, about a month.
Yeah, I mean, we figured out we first met it back in 1982 or so.
Wow.
But we didn't know the people we knew online were who we had met back then.
We didn't realize that we were who we were. I mean, I knew him as Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. And he knew me, actually, probably at that time, he knew me or was familiarized with me through your podcast. At the time, I was going by ILICTR.
Uh-huh.
And he had been on the podcast. And then, he's been in CTR, and he's been around the WoW community. We were both fans of the Torin Think Tank podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So our paths through the internet and gaming had crossed numerous times.
Yep.
But we didn't know we were who we were until about 5.5 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay.
That's amazing.
That's great. All right. So originally, how did you guys meet? Like, where has this come from? Back in 82?
In 1982, we were both stationed, we found out, both in the same unit, army unit in Germany.
Wow.
And I had, like you say, about 5-6 weeks ago, I had found somebody had posted a picture of a ration card for the local airbase here. And I put it up on Twitter and said, hey, this reminds me of the ration card I had in Germany. And sometime later, Dave responds and says, oh, I used to have a ration card in Germany too. And then we kind of compared notes, and we were in the same base, but still, the company we were in was kind of a small unit for that whole base. There was a lot of other guys in the infantry and the armor. So when he said he was the same place, I thought, oh, sure, he was probably in one of those other units. And then it came
that
about.
That was a dumb tanker.
Well, why would I think that?
Wow.
But yeah,
you have conquered the Iron Man, and I haven't.
I've yet not conquered Iron Man.
No. Well, you have conquered one. which we'll get to in a minute. But okay, Nisi, you've got the next question.
All right. So I think you guys might have just answered this, but how, like, did you know the other one was part of the community? Like, when did that happen that you were both realizing that, hey, I know this dude in the WoW Challenges community itself? And I think you said, what, 5 weeks ago, Dave?
Five.
You found that out?
That's when we realized that we knew each other way back when.
Right. Okay.
Okay. We have been, you know, I've been familiar with him for years through, you know, your podcast and gaming and the touring think tank and stuff like that. We always threw our little barbs back, not at each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, he'd have comments, I'd have comments. You'd say things about him, you'd say things about me, blah de blah. So, you know, we were familiar with each other.
Yeah,
but we
absolutely
had no idea who we were.
Wow. That just...
Yeah, that we had no idea we had a shared past at all.
Wow.
That's just, that's amazing.
And it's really, really great because, you know, the past year and a half has been really tough on a lot of people. Some people, it's been rougher than for others. You know, my own case, I lost my wife.
Yes.
The day before Valentine's Day and 2 weeks before our 37th anniversary.
Wow.
And reconnecting with Rob and the people that he's been able to, you know, from our combined overlapping past, put me, made me able to get back in touch with them.
Yeah.
Is just very, very fulfilling. It's gratifying. It's helped me find much more peace within myself than I may have otherwise.
It's amazing. Okay. So, is this the first time for both of you that this kind of situation has happened? Like, if you think of other people that you have known through your journey of where you've been, is this the first time for both of you that, you know, this situation has cropped up?
Yeah, but I think for me and Dave both, it's kind of unusual encountering contemporaries in the gaming field, you know. That was one of the remarkable things, is not only finding Dave, who I had been in the unit with, but that we were both into online gaming.
Doing the same thing. He was the roommate of the guy who got me started in D&D.
Oh my god!
No, wow. I didn't even know that.
Well, Chris Cope.
Oh, okay. Cope and I, yeah, we were roommates when I first got there.
There you go.
And I played a lot of board games with Cope.
Wow.
It's funny because I remember him mentioning D&D sessions, but I wasn't in them.
Nice.
I've had situations where, you know, because I used to work up at O'Hare Field, one of the busiest airports in the world. And on a number of occasions, I had people come through that I knew. But it's not quite the same because, you know, that's a professional environment where I'm seeing thousands, hundreds of thousands of people a year.
Yeah.
But to see somebody there that you know is kind of surprising. There is a girl that came through one day that I had the greatest crush on her in fifth grade. And wow. She came through the airport.
Yeah.
As an employee. She was a flight attendant for United.
Wow. Okay.
And it was just, you know, hilarious. But I had already been in contact with her. I already had her on Facebook and stuff like that. To this extent, yeah, where you know, we're following the same channels through the gaming community and stuff like that. You know, that's just, you know, I think to call it bizarre is a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is an extreme peculiarity or oddity.
It's amazing. So, okay, so both of you have been playing. How long have you both played WoW? Let's just break this down. So you've been playing WoW pretty much the whole
time? Since BC.
Since BC? Yep, Tiber?
Yeah, that's about my era, too, shortly after BC started.
So about 15, 16 years, which, you know, that's a fair chunk. And within that time, obviously, so do you guys remember roughly when you came over to WoW Challenges? Or started doing WoW Challenges?
That would have been about the time I was first going into Naxxramas in Lich King. In Wrath.
In Wrath? Okay. Tiber, do you remember?
Well, you mean the original WoW Challenge? You know, back in Wrath. I do remember trying it a couple times back then and failing miserably, but it wasn't really until Stone got things back together that I really got back into it.
Yep. Okay. So, it's been a while. It's been quite a few years, because, I mean, we've been around, what did I say, we've done 6 years of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Stone had taken it before that, so...
My granddaughter is 15, so...
And is the one that plays? She plays?
Yes, she does. Yes. She plays and she streams.
Nice.
Ah, nice.
That's awesome.
In fact, we just got a significant upgrade to our internet service. And my youngest son has started streaming. And he spent half the weekend completing Psychonauts 2 on stream.
Nice. Oh, that's good. So there's a few of you, like, little gaming family. That's awesome. That's great. That's fantastic. All right. So I'm just trying to think. So you guys have been part of the WoW Challenges community pretty much since the beginning, which is at least minimum 6 years, probably 7 or 8. In that time, because I know, obviously... you've been part of Convert to Raid. So both of you have with Torrent Think Tank and Convert to Raid, correct?
Home Raiders.
Yes. So, you know, that community, and you've also been part of, like, me just seeing you across WoW and the communities you guys are in. It's really, like you said, it's peculiar. It's just so unusual. You guys have known each other all this time and only found out like 5 weeks ago. That's amazing. Hey, Cosy.
Well, if you think about it, I mean, we don't really normally show our faces in gaming.
That's true.
And we don't hear our voices 90% of the time. If you do, it's garbled with the game audio and stuff like that. Mm. You know, it would be very hard to actually recognize somebody unless you were extremely familiar with them and you knew idiosyncrasies of their speech or something like that. You know, yeah, you just, you know, you wouldn't know.
That's amazing though. That's so awesome. Cool. It's really, really cool. So okay, so
this is my cousin, by the way.
What was that? I missed it.
Yeah, what was that, Dave? I didn't hear it.
I said Nisi is my cousin, by the way.
Could very well be, for all I know.
Well, you know, we have connections all around, don't we? Which is amazing. All right. Okay, friendly competition. So,
I've mentioned before that my oldest son lives in Sydney.
Yes. Yes. When did you last talk to him?
I last talked to him probably about a month ago.
Okay. because they've, yeah, they've been they're in lockdown,
fighting and battling through the lockdowns just like everybody else.
Yes.
You know, but it's been really hard on him because, you know, like when my wife fell ill, he wasn't able to come. And, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to, you know, get some, you know, video phone contact for the both of them. But it, you know, the mandatory separation has really been rough.
Yeah. It's certainly been a very rough time for a lot of people. So, it's what's it been? 18 months since we've been dealing with this. Yeah, it's certainly been something I don't think any of us would have foreseen for that. So, but I'm glad that you can get to talk to him, and he is safe though in Sydney, isn't he? Like where he is.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Which is good.
He's doing very well, and he's been there for quite a while.
Yep.
He's probably been there for, oh heck, he's been there for at least 12-14 years.
Wow. Okay.
Well, he has officially immigrated and taken citizenship and all.
Mm. That's amazing. So. What did he move over to Australia for? Was it like work, or he came for a holiday and stayed, or what was the whole thing?
Actually, he went on one of these group tours of the American Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through, you know, San Diego, Las Vegas, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
And he met a girl.
Okay.
He came home from the trip.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop talking about the girl.
Yeah.
And within 2 weeks, he decided, I'm packing my bags and going to Australia.
Aww.
They've been together since.
And
he didn't realize it at the time.
Mm.
In fact, none of our side of the family knew anything.
Yeah.
She's a vice president of marketing for the Australian bank.
Wow.
You know, so, you know, she's set.
Yep.
You know, he's set. He got a job. He's the shipping receiving manager for Demox.
Nice.
The literature retailer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Demix. You know,
so yeah, they're they're doing well for themselves.
Oh, what an awesome story. Thank you for sharing that. That's great. All right. Is now the other thing is I was going to ask you about like friendly competition between you guys in regards to, since you've come across to being in WoW Challenges, has there ever been like any friendly competition from way back in knowing each other from Germany or through to now, or has it just been mutual?
Thing that there may have been direct competition wise in one of our organizational days, we might have been at opposite ends of a tug of war rope. That would have been about it.
Tug of war, nice, excellent. All right. Is there any other stories that you want to tell?
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
Okay. That's fair enough. Then don't tell us those ones. Let's just keep with that.
Oh, if you had a little bit more of a military background, Rob or myself would have a ton of stories we could go through. Anything from, you know, just knuckleheaded stupid stuff to womanizers on holiday.
Yep. Well, I understand that. That's okay. Well, thank you both for being here and having a chat with us. I do appreciate it. And it still blows my mind that, you know, 5 weeks ago, you guys realized that,
They had a German American festival up in Wisconsin, very near to where he lives. And I, you know, we meaning myself and my son, wanted to go.
Yeah.
Because it's a big piece of our heritage. My children were all born in Germany. My wife was German.
Yep.
Yeah, my wife was German. And this coming up there, and I just, you know, since, you know, we had discovered shortly before that we had actually been stationed together, I posted, you know, hey, I'm interested in going to this. You know, if maybe we could do a meetup, that would be really cool. And that's exactly what we did.
Wow. That was funny, too. I just walked in the beer tent, took a walk around, and ran right into him.
That is incredible.
That's amazing. I mean, we had given each other our cell phone numbers so that, you know, if there was any problem finding the other one or if we were going to be delayed or anything, we could contact the other one.
Yep.
And nothing happened. And, you know, I was looking around and I would check my phone for the time every now and then. And one time I checked it and said, well, eh, he said anytime after this. So that's about 15 minutes ago. So he ought to be here any minute. And I looked up and, you know, there he was.
Oh, that's so cool. That is really cool. Oh, awesome. Well, again, thank you both for being here. It's really nice to have some, you know, some lovely feel good vibes from you two, and the history and the story is just, you know, it's so cool. So thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm just glad we get to spend a little bit of time with you guys, which is great. So what I'm going to do is, because we've got something really, really super exciting to talk about, because somebody decided he had to hit level 60 on his pacifist. I wonder who that is. So, Tiber, how about you tell us how's your week been? Because I noticed, congratulations. So what are we for pacifists? Nisi, how many?
This is our fifth pacifist for Shadowlands
pacifist.
So far.
Let me do my little cheer. Hang on, where is it? Here we go. Congratulations, Tiber. That's awesome. So tell us the things. How's your week been? Because I'd say you've been busy.
Yeah, I'm still pretty active in game. It was funny. I had kind of hung back with that character because there was some confusion on the website. He wasn't showing up in the standings for the pacifist, but whenever I would re-enroll the character, it would say, oh, we found him and updated. You know, and so this morning I posted on Discord and Nisi fixed me up right away.
Nice. Thanks,
so then
Nisi.
I just did the last two profession quests there in Eldrassil, you know, the cooking and the fishing, and being 60. That character, I started that character for the rogue contest last year.
Oh my goodness.
For the pacifist leveling contest, I mean.
Yep.
But right after the contest started, my ISP went to hell for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I couldn't really participate, and I missed most of the Fire Festival. And so I've been plugging along as a regular pacifist ever since, and doing holiday quests and doing cooking quests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I did do some archaeology there for a while when the over 50s weren't getting experience from the other quests.
Okay.
But then that came back here, around sometime during Fire Festival this summer. So, back to grinding away at the safe stuff, and finally got one. You know, I had that one pacifist that got to Northrend earlier and put out some fires and gained kills that way, and
yeah,
had another one that was pretty far along and accidentally killed a bunny when I thought I was picking an herb knob. So.
Oh.
Finally.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I got... So I was doing that, and, you know, that's a big deal. I did run 4 challengers through the Harvest Quest yesterday, and there's something odd going on with the Horde side of that. My challenges went fine, but my scouts, 2 of my scouts, couldn't see the quest giver. I don't know.
Okay.
It must be a phasing thing of some sort, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Of course, it's a much, much bigger deal on the Horde side. You got to go through that valley with the a bunch of demons, you know, mm-hmm. on the Alliance side. You just walk into Uther's tomb and you're good, you know.
Yeah.
Just not quite sure what gives with that. I do have an Iron Man that's up to level 50, but
nice.
I'm going to hold him out of the maw here till I can get some, you know, levels maybe from Brewfest.
Yes, Brewfest is close. Sorry.
Very close.
Yeah.
And week-wise, I did run some Mythic Plus dungeons with a gang of guildies.
Is even closer.
What's closer?
Bourbon Fest.
Nice. I miss bourbon. I miss it a lot. All right. You ran some Mythics? Yeah?
Yeah, we ran some Mythic Pluses. It was mm-hmm. funny. We had some good runs on Saturday night, and they said, well, let's do one more. What could go wrong? And it turns out a lot of things could go wrong.
Famous last words.
Yeah. Like, this will be, ended up being much longer online that night than I planned.
Yeah.
That's worse than watch this.
Yeah. And I'm still... with Terwinkle, John, in the For the Casuals group on Wednesdays.
Oh, nice.
But we did switch games. We're playing Star Wars Old Republic now.
Oh, cool.
And we're all Sith.
He's become quite renowned.
We're Sith Inquisitors, I guess, because that way we could run the quest together, but it's been fun being the bad guys.
Wow. Okay. That's cool.
Pretty much been my week.
You know, John has almost gotten to Leroy Jenkins status.
Oh no.
Almost. Forget? Don't jump, John.
Yep. He'll never live that one down. That was so funny.
That's funny. It was this bunch, he's our healer.
Oh no.
Oh, good luck. He is a beautiful, beautiful man, but good luck. Good luck with that. We'll have to get him on and see how he's doing and find out some stories. It sounds awesome. Oh, that's good. All right, Dave, how's your week been? Have you managed to do anything in-game or even out-of-game?
Well, I haven't done anything in WoW other than I have logged on a couple times to check on my... rested experience.
Yep.
And once I get it up full, I'll take it down to about where it goes from 150 down to 100. I'll stop.
Yep.
Let it build back up again.
Mm-hmm.
I have done some Diablo 3. I am looking forward to Diablo 2, the relaunch next week.
Okay.
That's going to be interesting, and I'm probably going to wind up streaming some of that.
Nice.
Other than those things, my life has been somewhat consumed by turning into a soccer mom.
Okay.
And I'm having certain rebellious feelings about that, but we do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm. That is true. We do. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that you've got a little bit of, you know, logging time and getting rested XP. It's important. Which challenges are you running for those ones?
I'm doing a non-standard challenge.
Mm-hmm.
My only restriction is not dying.
Mm-hmm.
Anything goes, just not dying.
Okay. All right.
If I find a healthy crew that might be interested in doing a dungeon that can help to ensure my safety, I'll do it.
Yep.
A raid, I'll do it. But I'm not going to try and do anything that is, what's the term for it? Level appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't going to do anything level appropriate because the goal is to survive.
Yeah.
Not to just, you know, get through it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to survive without dying.
Okay.
So, and I had one that I was doing a bang up job with. I got to like level 24,
mm-hmm.
and I hit a lag spike. And when I would catch a bad lag spike on my old internet, we're talking 35, 40 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And 35, 40 seconds, I mean,
yeah.
You know, there's no way you're going to survive it. You can't. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened. I got caught, and I was spamming heals. It was a healer, mm-hmm. priest, and I was spamming self heals,
yeah.
and it just ate me up.
There was that's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It just ate me up, and you know, that was, you know, and when I say my traditional lag, like when I would be chatting with Stone during his wrestling stream,
mm-hmm.
it would regularly 30 to 35 seconds from when I would type something in chat to when he would recognize it.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
You know, and if you've got internet service like that, unless you are just sheltered by the angel of mercy, you're not going to survive an Iron Man challenge of any sort.
Yeah, that's really rough. I've had lag spikes that are a little lengthy, in my opinion, not quite that long, but that's tough to get through.
Well, and my new bandwidth is, I mean, I'm, you know, to Stone yesterday,
mm-hmm.
or no, this morning, 3 seconds.
Yeah.
From send to him recognizing the message came across in chat.
Yep.
My down and ups are, you know, 560K down and, you know, like 45K up, or 45 up. So I'm sitting in good shape now.
Yes.
Oh, huge.
Huge difference. And speaking of Stone, you summoned him. He's here. So he's in the chat room.
He said he was going to stick his nose
in. We hadn't even got around to bad-mouthing him yet.
Really?
Oh, he's a doll. We wouldn't bad-mouth him. He's wonderful. Yeah, heckle him. Okay.
Oh, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, I would. I would. That's where I make half my money.
Fair enough. Anyway, well, he's here to heckle you.
I get paid good pebbles to dig on him.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough. A doll. Well, you know what I mean. Stone, you know what I'm talking about. He's A-okay.
Chucking doll, we're good.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you for popping in.
She's giving you a lot of credit there, Stone. Mm. You know, most people say you're dumb as a rock. She's at least bringing you up to a doll.
Oh, I've got, yeah, okay.
I won't say anything. I'll be nice, I promise. Sorry, Stone.
He's a good egg, regardless. He's a good egg, anyway. Okay, Dave. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Dave. We do appreciate that. Niecy, how's your week?
You know. Not that impressive. more bloodthirsty leveling, of course. I'm on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there. So, you know, we did some things. I got my monk to level 37 this week. I got my priest to 49.
Nice.
when they hit 50, I'm going to sit them for a while. They have a mission that they have to do separately in a couple of weeks. So we're going to hold them for live testing for the moth skip. Got the mage to 55, so she's getting there.
Nice.
Painfully slowly, but she's getting there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we kind of hit 60 on the rogue.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. So another 60 on the road. That is awesome. So Bloodthirsty, number 7 for yes. Bloodthirsties. Number five
for me.
Five for you. So
7 overall.
So congratulations, Nisi, as well. It's been a very busy week, which is amazing. Yes. But Tibus just hit today. Like, literally before the show, which is amazing, on his pacifist. And Nisi was a couple of days ago. And that is fantastic. So, congratulations again to both of you. Hang on. Let's do another cheer for both of you. Well done. Very, very good. And, Chris, thank you to Tiber. Absolutely. Hang on. I'll do my... because I don't drink except coffee. To Tibra and Denise, well done to you both. That is awesome. Thank you, Chris, for the subs for Stone and Grand Negus. That's really sweet. Thank you very much. I just want to say that I am leveling the pacifists slowly, dailies, because I'm kind of feeling like I really don't feel like doing archaeology just yet. Just yet, so
you have something else to do this week.
Yes. So anyway, at least you know they're slowly getting there. I think they're not quite halfway through 51. I think they're about maybe a third of the way, between a third and a half. So they're getting there. It's just, you know, two dailies I try and do every day. And, the Torrens in Thunderbluff and the Night Elf Rogue is in Stormwind. However, I must admit, you know how I said every time I do the Rock Lobster quest, every single time on the Pacifist, I go into Stormwind Harbor and I do not see any sharks. There are no sharks. I swim around. There are no sharks. I hop on the little baby pacifist and they're sharks. So I don't know. They must be just scared of my big rogue. Don't know. It's just really bizarre. Every single time I've not seen sharks.
The phasing's been a little funny out there in the water at times.
Yes. So, however, I did also see Chris's best friend in Stormwind.
I have not seen that effing gator. Crocodile, whatever it is.
Sewer beast. Yes.
Started. Yeah, sewer beast. There we
go. It was hilarious. I haven't seen it for ages. And it was, obviously, I play my nighttime. And sure enough, NPC scanner popped up. And I'm like, sewer beast. So I had to take a photo and send it to Chris. I'm like, hey, guess who's looking for you? So
someone said that he scales, so be careful with him.
Yes,
no matter your level.
Yes, he was level 51, so I made sure I was one up high on my mount. Two, that I was over a house or an inn, so if I accidentally did something stupid like click,
don't fall in the water.
Exactly. So I was like, don't fall in the water, don't fall to your death in the street. So I was just like above. Like one of the inns houses along that side of the sewer. So, you know, so if I fell, I was only falling like 2 meters or something, like not very far.
I've seen that gator come out of the sewer to get people.
Yeah, I was kind of watching it. It was,
chased me half the way to Goldshire once it did.
Oh my God.
When it's hungry, it really wants, you know, it's like what is it? Like Lake Placid. That's what it reminds me of every single time. At least it won't one-shot you anymore. Yeah, it's still, I don't want to take the chance. I was totally waiting for someone to, like, go by when I saw the sword beast. And I was sitting there like, come on, surely there's a victim somewhere. I want to see it, because I've never seen it. It's always been one of those things that's like, you see it, you get out of the way. But since they changed it, I've never seen it jump out to grab someone and like one shot someone. So I was you know, sitting there patiently like, hey, let's, is anyone? But obviously not many people are around on worm rest at my time of night, or server time early morning. So it was like, oh damn. Anyway,
yeah.
So at least I've seen him, but it's the first time in ages.
I still have not seen him on my server set since Shadowlands started. I'm not in Stormwind that much though, but yeah. I haven't seen him.
But I haven't even
noticed. I am grateful that they have not seen fit to equip him with lasers yet, though.
I think we're all happy about that.
I think so. It's only a matter of time. Laser eyes coming, hunting, exactly. Not yet. Yeah, Chris nodded. That's...
Please no.
Yes, I don't think we need that. Mind you, I have noticed, I'm not seeing as many rares around the place. I went for a fly around a couple of the, like the older zones, like Western Plaguelands and that. And it was really weird. There was no rares popping up, so I don't know what's going on. I was like... Has someone been through here before me? It didn't seem like it.
Killed them all.
Maybe they're all like, she's back. We don't want to, we're not coming out to play. I don't know. It was just bizarre because I was looking around like, well, I can't see anyone else in zone, but no rares are up in Western Plaguelands, and we know how much I love Western Plaguelands for rares, so...
You've all picked that time to go on their coffee break.
Maybe that's it. It's like, damn, Leader showed up, let's go. I don't know. It's bizarre. But anyway, the passies are slowly leveling, which is good. All right, okay, let's go. I've got news. Let's go to where's my Bombay? This one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Alrighty. Okay, Nisi, you can take the... How about you take the first three? Because you know what's going on. What's
stuff
coming up?
I hope so. All right, what's happened? Harvest Festival started on Friday, September 17th, and that is going to run through the morning, September 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is like one quest, so up to you if you really want to do it right now. Personally, I would wait until like Monday, but there is food all over the table. It didn't change. I went and checked on it. It's not showing any buffs on it, so challengers of every challenge variety may partake in the food at least.
Yeah.
Let thirsties move on. But you can eat the food, so that's something. You've been thrown a crumb, at least. We have Pirates Day on Sunday. The 19th, it ends Monday morning, a 24-hour event. I personally wouldn't take a challenger to it. Just, it's in Booty Bay, and all sorts of things can happen in Booty Bay. I would just take your normal, we also have... Brewfest on Monday, like the kickoff of our main holiday event season for challengers. It's getting into busy holiday challenge time. So Brewfest will start on Monday the 20th, and it will end October 6th. There'll be a bunch of dailies that you can, beat a ram with a belt and eat some apples and some other things that are going on, some invasions that you probably don't want to be part of. So just kind of move on out of the area when those happen. That write-up will go up on the website at some point Monday. Probably won't be first thing Monday morning, though. Probably be later in the afternoon.
Okay. Dave, what were you going to say?
Just out of curiosity, with Pirates Day being the 19th, does that mean you already have it?
If I was on Oceanic, yes. I'm pretty sure that's what it is, but I don't play Oceanic to somebody's My main's on Northern Ring, which is US, so I normally, you know, follow US times on that, but I do have tunes over on Oceanic, but they're not, you know, they're like the little plebby ones, so I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's already started, which is, it'll end tonight or tomorrow morning or something, so yeah. Which is fun. I'll have to go and check it out. I haven't been over there for a while. Anyway, Stone said he has to run to eat dinner. He'll be back later. Tiber, please keep Dave in line. Dave, please keep Tiber in line. There you go.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Thanks for dropping
the
in,
Stone. The bloody honor system.
Yeah, it is. All right. I did post a link to the Harvest Festival write-up. If anyone's, you know, needs to check it out. And like we said, Nisi's doing the write-up for Brewfest. We need to make sure that if there is anything new, I mean, I'm not really foreseeing, but you know what it's like. Sometimes you can be like, eh, and all of a sudden they throw something little tiny in. So we will... do a double check.
This is the first time since the level squish, isn't it?
Yes, this is the first time, which is why we want to take it a little bit slow. I wouldn't dive in with a live challenger until we get the write-up up or until you've scouted it. WoWhead's been a little slow posting their holiday updates. Like today, they just posted their update for Harvest Fest, but I had popped over there, looked at the table. I didn't see anything all that concerning.
Yep.
So we went ahead and posted that ahead of time. Brewfest, sometimes they change the invasions slightly. Like the one year we thought they had taken them out entirely and they didn't. So I would just approach it, cautiously with a scout before we get the write-up up if you really need to hit it that quickly. Just be careful, and sometimes we miss things, and if I've missed something in the write-up, please let me know. Shoot me a message on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or here on Discord, and I will hop back in and take a look at it. But we're not anticipating any major changes. The other holidays, they kind of threw in something, like a little bone to the vampire, the Venethyr Covenant.
Venthia.
But that was like kind of when you get to Shadowlands. I don't see them doing anything for Brewfest. Brewfest is more of an Ironforge-centric thing. I doubt it, but if they do, I don't think it's going to be anything that's really going to affect the challengers that much.
But
you know,
it's best if we double check. Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll get it up as soon as we can. I mean, you know, time zones and me having to actually go in and look at stuff if I'm questioning what I see from WoWhead as pertaining to us does take a little bit of time.
Yeah, exactly. So, Keep an eye. We'll tweet. Nisi will tweet it out, and you know all the bits and pieces when it's up.
Yep.
But we know Brewfest is very exciting. It does give quite a few of the challenges, you know, a fair chunk of experience. Just remember, be really, really careful taking your pacifist if you're taking your pacifist, because if you get a kill, a proxy kill, any of that, like
during the invasions and
you
stuff,
are it's not good. And obviously Bloodthirsties as well, just stay in the inn and drink, really. That's what Bloods do, stay in the inn and drink. Okay, so a couple of things. So as we said earlier, congratulations Nisi, Soulsapped hit level 60, which is awesome. A few days ago, 7th Bloodthirsty Challenger for Shadowlands. That's, again, well done. 5th Blood this expansion already.
Yeah.
Which is, congratulations. That, well done. That's
many
awesome.
More to go.
Yeah. We also, not only that, but we had, when was this? Just yesterday?
I think this might have
days.
Been Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it was Thursday or Friday.
We had another pacifist hit 60. So Harmless hit 60, becoming our 4th Shadowlands Pacifist Challenge Champion, which is amazing. So, Ruse, do we say it Ruse? I'm going to say...
I think it's Ruse.
Ruse?
I think.
Yeah, it's their first max level challenger, which is also fantastic. So, congratulations. And of course, Tiber hit on, what is it, Sappy Boy, which is an awesome name. I meant to say earlier, a great name. Love it.
I had such a hard time typing that name. If there's a typo, please don't be mad. Let me know. I kept typing S-A-B-B-Y instead of P. So my brain was just fixated on putting
mind you,
there.
Stabby Boy. That's another good one. That would be good. That would be completely hilarious on a pacifist. Stabby Boy.
Stabby Boy. Actually, that needs to be one of mine because it doesn't bode well. Happy Boy, yeah, I think I'll use that.
You can have that, absolutely. All right, I want photo. Give me photo. One photo of the tomb. That sounds fun. So again, and well done. Hang on, let me do my other. I'm going to do my fireworks one. Here we go. Congratulations to three of you this week. Amazing. Well done.
Congratulations.
That is fantastic. All right. Now, a couple of other things that we've got. Spreadshirt has got another promo from September 20th through to the 23rd. Everything will be 15% off. Nice. Nice.
I am prepared.
You are prepared. So am I. I'm prepared because mine's this and I have this. So, you know, all I need is really a straw. That's what I get. So, yeah. So if you're after any great merchandise, which has to do which has all the bits and pieces pop over, the link is on the website, yes. And we'll have it in with the show notes and all of that stuff. All right, now, next week there will be no show. I'm letting you know now, just some IRL stuff, so I'm going to take next week off. So we will be back the following week, which is October. Oh my God, October. October.
What happened? What, like, say? What?
Second? October 2nd? So no show next week. But we will be back the following week. And then that means we're closer to Halloween.
I know.
That's exciting.
So much things happening. It's a busy time and a good time to be a challenger.
I get to do a show on the day Halloween Eve. Wonder what I can do. Surely I will. I need some ideas. Guys, send in some ideas. See what we can come up with. All right. Okay. So let's do our little. Where's the bumper? Let's do this one.
This just in. It's chit chat.
All right. We're going to play Azzy's bumper. And then, Tiber, you've got the show notes?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's play the bumper and then you can do the pun. Here we go.
As he's pun.
Love that. All right.
Okay, from Azzy's Pun Vault. My wife stared at me in disbelief and cried, "You're shirtless and also covered in oil?" "Well, you're always saying I never glisten." She screamed, "Listen, you never listen."
I remember that one. That was good.
I don't know if that's a pun or just a real event.
Oh no.
Maybe a bit of both.
It could be.
Excellent. All right. Now, because we have got the man himself live, Dave, what is your words of wisdom this week? Hit us with them.
As off the show notes, if tomatoes are technically a fruit, is ketchup a smoothie?
No. Ketchup is never a smoothie.
I agree. It's not.
No.
But I have an in-person bonus for you.
Okay.
Since I am here, I'm going to take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And spread my wealth of wisdom to all.
Excellent.
Scientists have found that bearded men are more attractive than bearded women.
Okay. I nearly lost that all over the keyboard.
You waited till she was drinking.
Didn't plan it that way, but oh well.
I didn't even read the show notes. All I knew is you wanted to say something. I really try not to look at that stuff because I like to have the surprise. My God, that was awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Surprise, didn't even the keyboard.
Yes. No, I did manage to save it. That's good. Thank you, Dave. That's awesome. Wonderful. All right. Have we got anything from the chat room? I think there's just been lots of... I think we've caught up on most of it. So thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being here and hanging out with us. We do appreciate it. I have decided that my stupid... camera and the green screen, it's Sparkle. Niecy, it's actually Sparkle. That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
So I'm now Leader Sparkles. That's okay. That's what it's going to be. So we're just going to go with that because I can't fix the damn thing. So
it's about as much of a nuisance as glitter is anyway. So
exactly. So yeah. All right. Okay, guys, have you got anything else that you would like to say before we start wrapping up the show?
No, not really. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's just another excuse to get together.
Well, we're really, really happy you both could come on the show today. So thank you very much. And, sharing, it still blows my mind. That's just what a wonderful, wonderful thing to find out. So thank you for coming on and sharing that. We do appreciate that. Okay, well, let's wrap up. Niecy, I might get you to take the Iron Elites for me, please.
Okay, well, we would like to thank our Iron Elite supporters. You guys actually do help more than you realize. And you help keep the lights on and the show on the road. So, without further ado, we would like to thank Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Dave DeHunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Chris W, Lauren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Charming, Niecy, Periton, Rud, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Lenima, Zaya, and
Zorz. It's Tiber, aka Tiber.
I can't get my voice to do that and still be able to talk.
Audio clip it.
That is true. So thank
you. Yeah, audio clip Carrie when she does that on Stone Show.
Is it good?
Well, there is that.
Probably audio clip it before she throws her voice out.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. So, thank you. All right, remind me. I'll look into that. So, thank you very much to you all for the support, and we do greatly appreciate it. Also, Stir and myself want to say a huge thank you to our wonderful mods, guys. Thank you for all the things that you do. We truly appreciate that. Also to our code wardens and for you guys sitting here, being in the chat, for Twitch, for the live show. Thank you for our listeners who do download the podcast. Thank you very much. Do really appreciate that. So don't forget, next week I will not be here. We are not doing a show. We will be back on Saturday, October 2nd. When does daylight change?
November's.
Okay, that's all right.
Sometime in November, early.
November. All right, that's okay. I always get worried because Australia's going to change sometime, I think, in October, yeah. Like soon.
I saw a tweet about that and I was like, oh shit, when's ours?
Yeah, so thank God my husband is now up here, so I don't have to worry about that, which is really, really, really good. But yes, so we will be back Saturday, October 2nd, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tiber, Dave, thank you so much for being here again. Truly, truly appreciate you giving up some time and hanging out with us. Do you guys want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you? Tiber, where can we find you, please?
Well, I can be seen on people's chat room streams as Tiber underscore aka Tiber with a Y, but I don't really have a Twitch stream. See that name? That's me.
Yep.
And on Twitter, you can find me at Tiber underscore WOW. That's probably the best place to reach me if you're looking for me.
Excellent. All right, Dave, where can we find you with the bourbon?
You can find me in Illesheim, Germany in 1980 through 1989. Wow. If you don't have a time machine, you can catch me as Dave the Hunter, Hillbilly Jim, or ILICTR on Twitter and Discord. And I think that is about it. I do also occasionally stream on Twitch as, I believe it's Dave the Hunter.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, thank you. We'll have all the information on the website, which is over at wowchallenges.com. You can find our information for Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, all the channels over there. And don't forget, if you do want to listen to the podcast version, because technically this has always been about doing a podcast. there is a podcast which you can get via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Anybody got any questions, any jokes, puns, any of that stuff, you can certainly send me an email at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Nisi, where can we find you, please?
All right, you can find me in the Wild Challenges Discord as Nisi with the phonetic spelling, or as close to as I can get to it, #4863. On Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, it will all be Nisi BGN, just to try to keep things a little bit easier to track me down if you so choose.
Excellent. And you
and where can we find you, Leah?
Right here.
At the buffet.
At the buffet. That sounds really nice. Buffet sounds great. Sounds very good. No, you can find me over on Twitter at Leta Wow, which is LEETAWOW, and all the things on Discord, all the stuff. So if you need to get me, contact the mods or whichever. So in front of the coffee machines, yes, that as well. Grenegas, very, very correct. I was watching this thing, and apparently you guys have got this coffee cup. I have decided I really want one. It's called an Ember mug. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
It's called an Ember. The brand is Ember mug. Apparently it is electronic, and it plugs in. It has, I think, LEDs in it, so you can color code it and it will stay heated, and I don't know. I saw about it and I am in love. I'm like, I want one. Then I looked at the price, because obviously I looked at US price and I went, eh, okay. And then we looked at the Australian price and I went,
how bad do I really want this?
I'm gonna have to win lotto.
Oh my.
Gonna have to win lotto. But yeah, and I'm obsessed with it. I'm just like, I want one, but yeah, not at that price. Yeah, it's pretty exy, so yeah. Win lotto, absolutely. So yes, that's a fun one. Maybe I can ask Santa for it, but Santa might have to take out a loan. But
it would be the only thing that Santa brings you.
He may fall like the rest of my life. Yes. Alrighty. So let's say the last thank yous. Nisi, who have we got?
All right, we would like to extend a very big thank you to Mr. Bright01 on our lovely intro, and you can find him on Discord as Mr. Bright01.
Absolutely. Thank you, Russ. We do appreciate all the wonderful things he does for us, which is great. Now, I also want to make mention that a few weeks ago, our very good friend Epic Insanity passed away. He has been, again, a wonderful friend of mine, wonderful friend of the show's, and we honor him as I have always honored him in playing the outro. Still makes me upset because I'm going to miss him a lot. But we're going to play the full outro because we love and adore him, and he's just, we're going to miss him. So on that note, I'm going to play that in a sec. Again, Tiber, Dave, thank you so much for being here. Nisi, thank you for helping.
You guys, you're welcome. I'm just glad I got to be here with these two.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's very exciting. One thing I'd like to say specifically to and for you is my granddaughter had a project for going back to school this year to help to introduce herself to teachers and what they've been up to and things like that. You know how the drill, all school kids go through that when they go back to school. Well, one of the things that she had to do as part of that was, what is something someone taught you that is very important? And she put down her grandfather, meaning me, and what she said was something that I told her a few months ago, and that was, don't be sad because they're gone. Be happy and joyful in that you knew them. And I see that, and I think that for so many people every day, and it means a whole lot. Don't be sad they're gone. Be happy and joyful that you knew them.
Exactly. It's beautiful. You're making me tear up more, Dave. It's beautiful, but very true.
I'm the fat, dumb, old military tough guy, okay? And you're, it does amazing. It to me, too.
Yeah. Well, again, commiserations also to you, because I know that you've had a rough time. So we do put that out there. But very good, wise words, exactly. And we do, think that is the best way that we can do, is just, you know, cherish the moments that we've had with these people. So on that note, before I start crying my eyes out and ruining the makeup again, thank you guys so much for being here. And again, please, everybody, stay safe both in and out of game, and we will be back in 2 weeks time. Okay. Take care, everybody. Say bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.